Yes, Chris, what can you say about 80 minutes of rugby as good as that? The final score, Ireland 37, Wales 27. 90 seconds to go. Wales, had they got a penalty, could equally have tied the game. At one stage, Ireland looked as if they were going away to win the game. Then Wales trying the ball, throwing the ball everywhere, and up jumps Jacob Stockdale to intercept about the halfway line and race with all the crowd behind him under the posts, and the Conor Murray had taken over the kicking duties, duly converted. Hopefully you can hear okay, because it started this music which always comes on all the time. Ireland outscored Wales by 5-3, stopped the Wales from even getting a losing bonus point. But that try bonus point today will be really, really good for Ireland come the next couple of games, because every point now is very, very important. All you can say is this game was billed as going to be one of the best games of the Six Nations. And if there's a better game this Six Nations, I would like to see what it was. Absolutely fantastic from start to finish. And fair credit to Wales. At certain parts of this game, you'd have thought they were gone. But back they came, and even in that last 90 seconds, they gave a lot of scares, because Ireland were in and around the halfway line. They won the ball recently well, but they couldn't afford anything at all, because Hoffney, was the way he was kicking today, could well have got a draw out of this game. But that was not to be, and as I say, Stockdale's second score today, that interception made it good. The game started as it almost finished from a cross kick after 36 seconds. Ireland got themselves offside, and Hoffney immediately supplied 3 points from the boot. And then in 5 minutes, Ireland, after good faces, scored in the corner when Johnny Sexton threw a long pass to Jacob Stockdale. Sexton, who wasn't kicking so well today, maybe that the injury he had was affecting him. He missed a couple of penalties. And then Halpany, then he converted a try by Steph Evans after the ball was moved out to the right-hand side. Very, very jinky winger, Steph Evans. And then another Halpany penalty, and of course, at that stage, made it 13 points to 5. But not to be outdone, Ireland come back at the 10 minutes before half-time with a Johnny Sexton penalty, and then a try by Bundy Aki, which Sexton converted. I think that if you were asked the key points of this game, it was a 13-5. The last 10 minutes of the first half and the first 10 minutes of the second half was when Ireland really got on the board getting those points. And the start of the second half, 45 minutes, a great play by Ireland moving the ball left. It was then recycled back in, and Dan Leamy, who I thought was easily the best forward on the pitch, he managed to barge over at the post after a lot of faces from the Ireland forward. Sexton, Julie converting, 22-3. And then at 54 minutes, they try bonus point in the fourth one, a great 5-metre scrum. Conor Murray poked to the right. It was recycled again, and veteran Kane Healy got over. Sexton just right. 27 points to 13. But at that stage, you would have thought that Wales were duly done, but no, back they came strongly in 62 minutes, and after good play left and right, it was wing forward, Singer went over in the corner, Hoffney from the touchline, duly converted again, 27-20. Everybody wondered what's going to happen next. Then Ireland had a penalty in 68 minutes, Johnny Sexton tapped the goal, and he almost got over in the corner, but he didn't get those points. Ireland were awarded a scrum the next time, and this time Conor Murray surely converted, but in at the left hand upright to keep the suspense even better. 30 points to 20 to Ireland. Surely this must be it. No. 3 minutes later, Steph Evans, the time I was talking to you, he surely finished off, Hoffney converting, 30 points to 27. A penalty could easily have drawn this game. Ireland stuck in halfway, couldn't really do too much. Wales decided to throw the ball wide, and then Stockdale intercepted halfway line. In on the post, Murray converted, 37-27, as easy as that, but by heavens, that was a really nail-biting game, absolutely superb to watch, and I certainly think all the folks back home glued to their television sets will have value for money, and certainly they'll need a little substance to calm the nerves, I would imagine, after this. So what can we say about this Ireland team? Played 3-1-3, 14 points, 2 dry bonus points. Scotland here at Aviva now in 2 weeks' time. Even with the injuries they had today, all the young guys that come in showed that they were capable of doing a great job. Only worry is Johnny Sexton. He did look, even from the word go, he looked as if he was slightly limping, and you could see it maybe in his kicking, but he's 2 weeks now to get that out of his system, and hopefully when the Scots arrive here in 2 weeks' time, he'll be ready to face them. It'll be interesting now, the big game, of course, after this one now is Scotland and Scotland, England to see how that one goes. But I'm sure from Ireland's point of view and from the players' point of view, they'll not be worried too much now about Scotland and England. They have played 3-1-3 and have set themselves up now for a fantastic finish to this Six Nations season. So from the Aviva Stadium here in Dublin, after an absolutely cracking game, and as I say, anybody here was privileged to watch one of the best games of rugby I've seen for a long time. Final score, Ireland 37, Wales 27.